Hello, I'm Connie Baker, the co-creator of the Wong Baker Faces Pain Rating Scale and the executive director of the Wong Baker Faces Foundation. Thank you for taking some time to learn a bit more about how to use the Faces Scale. The Wong Baker Faces Pain Rating Scale is a self-assessment tool originally designed with children for children who were having trouble using numbers to rate their pain. It is no longer limited to children, but it is used around the globe for people through the lifespan. Here's the important key to using the Faces Scale. The person needs to understand how to use the scale and participate by choosing the face that best illustrates the pain they are experiencing. It is not to be used to assess pain in people who are unresponsive or to be used by a third party to compare the patient's face to the faces on the scale. The numbers are on the scale so the caregiver or healthcare professional can rate the pain based on the face that is chosen. If the person is just using the numbers, they may not need the faces. When you explain the tool, use terminology that is most familiar to the person. If they are a young child, you might say owie or hurt. An adult might prefer the word pain. We now have images available using the word pain rather than hurt if that is preferred. Explaining the tool to someone can be very simple. The wording below the faces can help guide you. You could say, "This tool will help me understand about your pain." Pointing to face zero. "This person has no hurt, pain, or owie at all." Pointing to the face two. "This person hurts just a little bit." Pointing to face four. "This person hurts a little bit more." Pointing to face six. "This person hurts even more." Pointing to face 8. "This person hurts a whole lot." Pointing to face 10. "This person hurts as much as you can imagine, but you don't have to be crying to have this worst pain." Then ask the person to point to the face that best shows the pain they have or that they are experiencing. Or you might say, "Which face would you pick to help me understand your pain?" Ideally, you would be able to introduce the scale to the person when they are not experiencing pain. Obviously, that is not always possible. It is just ideal. For instance, I know the scale is used a lot in recovery rooms, postoperatively, when people are a little groggy and may have more trouble using the numbers. If the scale is introduced before the surgery or procedure, then it will be familiar in recovery and they will be able to use it effectively. You can find out more about our recommendations for pain assessment by visiting the resource section of our website. Click on Quest for Pain Relief. You may also learn about the history of our scale in the resource section. And if you are caring for someone at home, I invite you to check out the Wong Baker Faces Pain Rating Log, also in our resource section. It is our hope that these resources will not only assist you in assessing pain, but also in making life better for you or someone else. Take care.